Tim Dillon is going to hell.
We're
going to
really take a hard, critical look at the people that society's decided to hate. The billionaires, the dictators, the CEOs.
On Gas Digital Network.
We know that there are bad things in the world. There are bad people. And thank God for them.
Won't you join him?
What's good without evil?
Something, and then they, like, at night. And
yeah.
They moved around.
They were great.
Eventually it was 7.
We're talking about Ron and Fez. How
amazing.
Much we loved Ron and Fez. And the great Ron Bennington. Still at Sirius. We could try to get him on.
Yeah.
To have him come on. That would be really cool. With us. We're fucking talking about that intro that Dana made.
Yeah, it was
It's outlived its usefulness.
As does Dana.
Wait.
I was going to say as does Dana.
As Dana. But yeah. We got rid of her. She's a sweet woman.
Sure.
Sweet woman. You know, but she was removed from the show.
Nixed.
And we replaced.
Much like Nixon.
Like Nixon. In a silent coup, she was forced out, and we have the lovely Shannon now. And everybody's happier.
The Gerald Ford of Gas Studios.
Yeah.
The compliment, Shannon.
Fucking, I was on a train the other day, and it's like the Long Island Railroad at Jamaica. You know, everybody gets on from fucking a JFK airport, and
yeah.
They're heading into New York City. It's like family gets on from South Carolina. And number one, that's when you're sad that New York's not wild anymore. Like, because...
Oh, it was like a white family.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They just come on, and like, I used to see, when I was a kid in the village, like transvestites just beating the shit out of each other on the street. And my dad would have to explain, like, what it was. And you don't have that anymore.
He called them he-she's?
He said a shim. He's like, son, that's what they call a shim. And he thought he was being progressive. Like, he didn't know. He's like, that's what they call a shim. But, like, the father says to the conductor. Now, the conductor on the Long Island Railroad is like, just fucking, I'm trying to punch your ticket and move on. And the father says to the conductor, he's like, hey, I saw Adam Sandler in the airport from Saturday Night Live. Adam Sandler.
From Saturday.
And I'm just like sitting there going, what is the point of people's lives?
How great would it be if that conductor just shanked him right in the stomach?
Turned around and just took out a gun and just shot him in front of his family.
I hate Happy Gilmore.
But it's like, that's someone's life to just be like, I saw Adam Sandler in the airport. It genuinely, like, the guy was like, ooh, it, like, cheered him up. The fucking father from South Carolina or whatever.
I'll be Adam Sandler. You're at the airport. You see me.
Yeah.
How's your interaction go?
If I see Adam Sandler?
Hey, I'm Adam Sandler.
I don't even.
Hey, you're doing one.
Come on, role play.
I just walk by. What do you mean?
Oh, wow. You don't even say hi to me? I feel bad.
What do I?
I'm a star. You, I'm nothing to you?
Yeah, I want to project that. No, I mean, I don't say hello.
You wouldn't pique your curiosity? Be like, oh, it's Billy Madison right over there.
Here's one thing I did that I'm actually ashamed of. Remember, there's a guy on Curb Your Enthusiasm. This was years ago. I was on debate team in California. I forget who this is. But there was a guy on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was like a short guy. And he was like, I forget.
Was he like a recurring character?
Yes. And I just can't think of his name. Short guy. And
I only like Funkhauser.
Okay, wasn't Funk? Was it?
Was there a short guy in the show? Jeff Gardner. I mean, you know who.
This guy was on one episode at least. But I pointed at him. He was with his family, and I was I was in a mall, and it was like 2004 or 2005. Yeah, four. I was having a debate.
You were drunk.
What?
You're drunk.
Dude. I was drunk, and I was debating for Nassau Community College in like Woodland Hills, California, and I pointed him out, and I was like, that guy was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And he just looked, he like rolled his eyes. He was like walking with his family. He just gave me a look like, shut the fuck up.
Did you immediately turn on him?
No, I was just
you don't think you're bigger better than me. I'm a debate captain.
I was an actor, too. No, I just fucking.
I'm going to be a public defender one day.
I was just kind of ashamed because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Like, I realized immediately that it was the wrong thing to do.
Right.
So since then, I've never spoke to a celebrity. Even when I'm on a show with them and it's completely appropriate for me to say hello.
Right.
In fact, it's inappropriate to not say hello. I just sit there and I don't even fucking say hello.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Speaking of YouTube celebrities, our episode with Joe Santagato, which, sweet guy, but a little bit of work. Let's be honest, an hour and a half. That was a lot.
I love how you try to replace me and it backfires on
you. I tried to replace Ray with a social media star, and it did not work.
You can't be partnered up with some guy with abs. He's out of your fucking mind.
I thought he'd come here and he would smack me in the face with his cock. And in the middle of him smacking me in the face with what probably is a beautiful member, I would imagine it is a beautiful, picturesque, nice and
when he was talking, I just
girthy.
I just pictured like him like sitting where I am, and you like he and you're just like you're listening to him talk with your headphones on, but he's swatting your face as you try to grab his cock.
Oh, I was just jerking it. My hand was just literally. I was fingering myself in the interview. It was very awkward. Be me, and I'll be him. This is how hard the interview was.
Hello. I'm really mad about these Puerto Ricans. Joe, welcome.
Hey, I just like making videos.
How about you make a video of us shoving our cocks into a keyhole together, huh?
Oh, that's a lot, but I just like making videos. I don't like when people bother me. I have social anxiety, but I love...
How about I cover you with ketchup, and then I just drizzle cum all over my own throat?
I don't know about that, but I love making videos. I just want to let you know that.
What do you think the biggest thing has been in my ass before?
I don't know, but
A bunch of troll dolls that I found in my mother's garage.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun. I love tweeting. I love Twitter. Twitter is fun. I love making videos, but I don't like a lot of fans because that gets me anxious. I have too much anxiety.
But it was boring, and I tried to do the right thing. He's a sweet guy. Not a bad guy here. Shared the episode.
I appreciate it.
Ray's not in love with him.
I'm over it.
But the guy doesn't have layers of, you know what I mean? He's not like a dark guy that's, you know, he's just kind of like, hey, I like making videos.
I forget the guy's name, but the guy in the French Revolution who died in the bathtub.
This is something that Joe Santagato would not have said right here.
I want to be that guy for YouTube stars.
Great would it be if we got like a real self-aware YouTube star who came in and started talking about the French Revolution? You know?
But there's
I hate what I do. I really want to be the guy in the French Revolution.
He was the guy. Shannon, do you know who he was? Can you look him up? Whatever. He was in the bathtub. He was the guy who made the paper.
We're going to lose her for 45 minutes. And she's going to come back with something that has nothing to do with anything.
It's up on the screen.
No way, Shannon. Oh, fuck you, Shannon.
It's me.
I'm trying to make fun. It's Ray. Ray's the answer. That's the only thing on the screen.
There you go.
The death of Marat.
Marat, that's it. Marat.
Wow! Shannon, if I had bet that you were going to get Marat from the... I thought you were going to come back 45 minutes later with, what is oil of Olay? What is oil of Olay bath soap?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Shannon's killing it.
Marat
was like the guy who made like the propaganda papers. Yeah. And like he would like tell people like, you kill this guy, kill Robespierre. And the Robespierre is part of them. Whatever. Kill the king and that guy. I want to be that guy, but for YouTube stars. And then I die like someone slits my throat in a bathtub.
Yeah. Why can't City College hire us? Like, what's going on there that's that much more valuable than what we're doing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, a liberal arts degree is fake anyway.
I guarantee you that, like, if you ask 100 Harvard graduates, only one would know Marat. And now Shannon's smarter than a Harvard graduate.
Shannon, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what's been going on. I don't know if people are hitting you, but that was so impressive that you came up with that. Remember 2 weeks ago, we asked you to find... I forget what it was.
Because I give her concise... I mean, not that you aren't... You're doing great and you improved.
Yeah.
But I gave... You say random crazy things. I say, died in a bathtub. And
I will give her very hard things.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, there was a kid who got fucked in Arizona. Find it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. What is Tempe, Arizona? I'm like, that's the city. Find the kid. So this guy, Joe, who's a social media wunderkind or whatever. Is it wunderkind? What is that word?
Wunderkind.
Wunderkind. He does Mad Libs.
How is he a wunderkind? He's just a fucking...
He's got the numbers. It's all about the numbers.
It doesn't make you a wunderkind.
It kind of does.
How old is he?
What is he, 26?
That's not wunderkind age.
Well, whatever. But what he... All
Vine stars are like 12.
Listen... I don't want to hear that.
They're not legal.
That means I'm in some trouble, if that's the case.
Either way, you're clearly in some kind of...
You get the lawyer, please. I think they're 17, which is age of consent.
In this state, not where they're broadcasting from.
Listen to me. It's interstate commerce laws. the guy's got crazy numbers, and you look what he's doing. He kind of knows that a lot of it's schlocky or whatever, and not all of it is, but some of it. It used to be here.
There's a problem for you.
Yeah,
and me too. I guess on the other end, it used to be that guy probably would wind up in gay porn.
Who?
That guy. Or maybe regular porn, but probably gay porn.
Nah, he would end up at a fucking construction company.
Nah.
That guy's fucking not going. You got to be real. If you're a straight dude doing gay porn, there's got to be an element of desperation.
I think you go out. I think a lot of those guys came out to California to be stars. And
so
then
what's impressive about this dude is, like, when you talk to him, here's what's impressive. How And I'm saying this this is not going to sound like a compliment. How surface he is.
Right.
That's because I find that successful people are generally surface people. They don't question what they're doing with any degree of regularity. They just kind of do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, who's the guy, the writer that we fucking love? A Man Without a Country. Who wrote that? Fucking.
Stop clicking and maybe I'll think of it. Fucking,
Slaughterhouse-Five. Vonnegut. Kurt Vonnegut said, the country's run by sociopaths because they just go, do it. They don't care what happens.
Vonnegut didn't write No Country for Old Men, right?
No, he wrote A Man Without a Country. I didn't say Country for Old Men. I said A Man Without a Country.
Okay.
Do you just listen to certain words?
Well, I thought you were talking to the other guy.
He didn't write country music a history. He didn't write it. He didn't do it. But this guy just does. So he does Mad Libs. Here's my point. This is how he's created an empire. They're silly Mad Libs. Pull up one of his Mad Libs videos, Shannon. It's going to be an hour now.
Oh, God.
Joe Santa got on Mad Libs. We're just going to look at it. I'm not shitting on it, but this is because now me and Ray are going to try to do something like this because me and Ray are now trying to be Vine stars. We've had quite enough.
What the fuck?
All right.
Is
well,
that him?
Yeah. He curses.
Oh, okay.
What's up? This week I created a game, it's called Mad Lib Madness. What the fuck are you laughing at? For those of you who don't know what Mad Libs is, it's like a collection of incomplete sentences that you have to fill in the blanks, like there's adjectives and nouns and
shit. A million
like that.
A year!
So we're gonna do
$1 million a year!
To him, he has to have water in his mouth and he's not allowed to laugh. Give me an adjective. Shitty. A plural noun. We'll go with gremlins. Verb ending in ing. Shitting.
Fast forward this shit. I just want to get the idea of like what it
is. Gonna drop. But I think they taste like squirty moccasins.
Okay, get this off. We get what it is. It's not
noun. Pussy.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. So listen.
Verb. Sucking. Sucking. Hey.
You imagine this is, but you know again. Lots of money. Sweet guy. So
let's rob him.
You can't rob anyone. Nobody's walking around with cash, you moron.
Yeah, but you can like kidnap him and like make him get money for you from the ATM.
such a low-rent robbery. Most ATMs have a $2,000 fucking limit. All right,
we hold him for a couple weeks.
It's so dumb.
We just keep beating him. And you can do what you want to him.
All right. Let's not. Listen, he's a nice guy. I came on his show. Let's not. You now,
unbeknownst, I wake up for Sunday ready to share the links from our episode, and I see this fucking, I don't know what, this fucking
listen,
plumber.
Okay, well, you don't have to suggest that we kidnap and rape him for 2 weeks, okay? Let's not do that. He tweeted the episode out. So now me and Ray are going to do a pedophile Mad Libs to try to figure out.
I don't know if you have to like give it away. It's going to be pedophile. I mean, people know it's going to be pedophile.
People know it's going to be pedophile. Listen. Listen, we're running with the theme. This is a place, I think, for everyone on all sides of the issue.
We're going to get to the point where we become, like, entertainment for pedophiles.
I'm sure it's there already. I'm absolutely positive it's there already. Now, the great Shannon is with us, as always, our producer. And because we've seen Joe Santagata, a very successful guy.
It was Santiago.
Well, that's what you wrote on your Facebook, but that's fine. Okay. It's fine.
Santagato?
Yeah, it's Italian. That's Santiago. It's a whole different race. But anyway, so we're going to do a Mad Lib, Shannon. So get on the mic, Shannon.
Okay.
Now, what is the title of this Mad Libs?
First one is Summer Trip.
Summer Trip?
These are children's Mad Libs.
Fine. Okay. Well,
do
listen.
They have adult Mad Libs?
Maybe.
I think for our purposes, children's Mad Libs are
perfect.
Perfect. So now tell us what you need, and we'll fill it in. And let's see if these go viral, and maybe we start making $1 million a year.
Okay, first one is person.
Person. Marat.
Marat. M-A-R-A-T. Marat.
Place.
Place. What's the house in Colorado where those kids were all fucked?
Oh, Boys Town?
No, that was the...
Oh, that was the... The house in... What were we
yeah, talking about? Colorado. The Colonel and the kid's initials and Paul Benazzi was outside. Who took Johnny?
Just call it the Colonel's Rape Dungeon.
The Colonel's Rape Dungeon. Thank you, Shannon.
Adjective.
Cop butte. No, that's too easy.
Hold on. Wait, what? Adjective like...
Oh, adjective. Adjective. Describes a noun. Tumescent.
No, don't do a word like that. Who are you impressing? Who are you trying to impress?
It means bulging cock.
Listen, nobody's going to know that. Let's say an adjective would be like, what about young? Is that an adjective?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plural noun.
Plural noun.
Speculums.
What does that mean? I don't know what these words mean. You can't use words that nobody knows what they mean.
Everyone knows. Speculum's what you shove into a pussy at a gynecologist's office.
Nobody knows. Is that even true?
Yes, Shannon. Tell us about
that speculum.
You know what a speculum is, right, Shannon?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it called that.
It's been inside you.
I want to name my first child speculum. I don't, regardless of the gender.
Yeah, vaginal speculum.
All right, put that in. That's fine. That's a real thing. Sometimes with him, you got to make sure. It's a real thing. Something he imagined.
Dipsy doodle.
There's something called a smegabola, which is what goes in the pussy, and there's a tube that goes to your mouth, and you eat your pussy. No, Ray, that's a dream you had.
I used to have use a speculum with the...
All right, don't stop with that. Fucking...
Another adjective.
Another adjective.
Curvaceous.
Curvaceous, okay. This just became a Lane Bryant catalog. Are you a curvaceous woman, or are you just a fat pig? Either or. Order from Lane Bryant.
I like curvaceous women. Don't we, a lot of them are our listeners.
Yeah, listen. There's nothing wrong. I wish I liked curvaceous women. I'd be doing a lot better.
Plural noun.
Plural noun.
Orphans.
Orphans. I'll go with that.
Place.
Hold on. Place. Let's say, let's go with Boys Town this time.
Action verb.
Action verb.
Grooming.
Grooming.
Plural noun.
Horses.
Another plural noun.
How? What is this? The fucking Mad Libs War and Peace?
Lesions.
Lesions.
A regular noun.
Chapter 6. Three nouns, a verb, an adverb. What is a regular noun?
Yeah.
Police blotter.
Okay.
I don't know.
Action verb.
Is that a noun? Is police blotter a noun?
Blotter's a thing, yeah.
I know what it is. Sorry. All right.
It'll work.
Action verb.
Yeah.
Touching.
One more. Another action verb.
Peering.
And an adjective. It's the last one.
Bloody.
Pussy. Okay.
We're on the same page. Great minds think alike.
All right. Ready?
All right. Hold on. Now you're going to read this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bring your booming voice.
Bring your booming voice, Shannon, because this is our chance to fucking finally. We're trying to go viral, and Jose Legato, listen, he's making almost seven figures doing this. So I think me and Ray have a shot.
I'll sell it for six and a half.
Right.
All right. Last summer, my mom and dad took me and Marat on a trip to the Colonel's Rape Dungeon. The weather there is very young. Northern Colonel Rape Dungeon has many speculums, and they make curvaceous orphans there. Many people also go to Boys Town to groom or see the horses. The people that live there love to eat lesions and are very proud of their big police blotter. They also like to touch in the sun and swim in the pier. It was really... It's peering is what's there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a really bloody trip.
Well,
it works. It's not...
Works.
Let's do another one. Let's try another one.
I mean, this didn't come together in the way that I had hoped.
You got to go deeper with the verbs. You can't just say touching. You have to.
Yeah, I guess so.
You have to keep up with my speculum type stuff.
All right, I'll let you pick the next one. I have pizza, pretty princess, and turkey dinner.
Well, pizza gate is just get rid of that.
Pretty princess.
Pretty That's princess.
For me.
Let's see if right, yeah.
All right, adjective.
Scratching.
That's not an adjective.
No, I'm right. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Adjective.
Corpulent.
Corpulent.
Name.
Johnny.
Number?
666.
The same name. Relative?
Uncle. Like a type of relevant?
Yeah. Uncle, right? It's always the uncle, isn't it?
Place?
Denny's.
Denny's.
Agreed. Another place? Another place?
Danny, also Denny's. Just do both Denny's.
This is why we're not making money.
A verb.
We're phoning it in. Fisting.
Fisting.
A plural noun.
Or is it fisted? I mean,
fisting. Whatever. It's fisting. It's the action. Verb. Okay, it's yeah. A verb.
A plural noun?
Plural noun. Spiders.
Adjective.
What's the what's the thing when you have like scabby skin?
Leprosy, but that's not an adjective.
No, but like scabby, I guess.
Scabby,
scaly. That's it.
Scaly. I don't know if that's
scaly's a word.
Adjective.
Drunk.
Fun. Yeah, I guess it is.
A person.
Paul Manassi.
An adjective.
We gotta make this go. We can't just settle for some silly adjective.
You're so good. This is yours. This is all yours.
Jewy.
All right. A new and corpulent fairy princess movie is coming out soon. It will be about Snow Johnny and the 666 dwarfs. Snow Johnny is a princess whose beauty threatens her uncle, the queen. Snow Johnny is forced to flee from Denny's and hides in a nearby Denny's.
That's funny.
There she discovers the dwarfs fisting in their spiders. But the queen the queen finds her.
And how does he make $1 million a year doing this? Can anyone explain that
to me? You have to have a mouthful of water. That's what makes it funny.
That's what he does, because he puts the water in his mouth and then he spits out. That lets everyone know they're funny. Don't do it. We're in a studio. Don't do it, you fat slob. We're in a studio. Shannon, I don't even want to read the rest of this.
Let me give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot. Maybe Ray will... No.
He's going to read it.
He's just going to read it. We're not doing another one. This plan has not worked. I think Joe Santagato figured something out that we...
A new and corpulent fairy princess movie is coming out soon. It will be about Snow Johnny...
This is worse. This is somehow worse. I don't know.
Fisting their uncle in the Denny's. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is not our route. We're not gonna win like this. But we tried. This is my point about social media. You can't just do what these people are doing.
You gotta have a cock.
You can't. What are you talking?
I mean, like a really. Like, I don't mean like yeah. We all have cocks here, but I'm saying like a cock worth showing.
And is that why? Yeah, I guess that's why. Then if you have that kind of dick, I think maybe you just don't care about anything you do.
Yeah, people can tell.
Like, yeah, if you have a real big dick, this is an interesting point.
It affects your posture, you fuck more.
Yeah,
you just have like fucking like that cum glistening on your face.
And you're not trying to be good at anything. You don't care.
Right.
If you just have a big dick.
I just took my hog out of some whore. It's fucking.
A lot of these guys don't even fuck that much. They just love their own cock. They just play with their own dick.
I would play with his cock, like, but only if I had it. Like I sewed it onto my own pelvis.
Yeah,
I would just.
So you wouldn't, because it wouldn't be gay if you sewed his dick onto your own.
Yeah,
I'm not gay, officer. I severed his penis and sewed it onto my own body to fondle it, but it's not a homosexual act.
Do you think
it is an forced amputation, technically?
Do you think anyone's ever like cut someone's dick off, like a serial killer, cut a dick off and then like fuck themselves with the dick?
I don't know. I mean, that's such a great thing to think about, and maybe base many. Like, that should be our next show. Has anyone ever...
We could probably
in a general meeting, and they're like, hey, we're just really big fans of the comedy, and what do you got going on? Listen, let's be honest. Do you think a serial killer has ever cut someone's dick off and fucked themselves with it? while it was still hard? Question.
That's where the funny comes from.
See, that's humorous, okay? That's funny.
Then we could, like, the next week we could follow up with, like, the same thing with cunts and just, you know.
I would love to see you in a general meeting. One of my goals in comedy is to make it so far that I could bring you on a general meeting.
I have a meeting next week.
And just, well, yeah, but don't fuck that up. I'm not sure, you know what I mean? Like, that could be good for you. I'm not trying. Don't fucking throw that away just to fucking have some. Let's try to find out what Trump's son said, because I think this is very funny. The wheels are kind of, they've been coming off this for a while, the Trump train.
Yeah, I think they're starting to get to where, like, an autopilot mode where just, like, let it ride.
Let it ride. Let it ride. Pence is courting donors. You hear that?
Like blood donors?
New York Times article. Pence is, now this isn't out of the ordinary because a lot of vice presidents will do that, you know, for the second run.
Second term, right?
No, I think it's also, like, about, you know, keeping the donors happy with where the agenda's going.
That's a good point.
They run for, when the president, you know, when Trump runs again, that they've got everybody lined up. But yeah. I think this could also, the Times is also like, this is a specific situation where they're like, this could also mean, you know, they could be at a few of those dinners and Mike Pence just being like, hey, listen.
Look, the most benign view of all this, like, as far as, like, yeah, maybe he'll get impeached, he might just not want to run again.
Yeah. You know, what do you think of that? I don't see that. I don't see him not running again, because that's the only thing he did well. The only thing he did well was campaign.
Like, was it like 3 weeks after he got in the office? He's like, I'm going to go back out campaign again.
He never wanted to stop campaigning. In fact, he, I think, would have been very happy as a figurehead.
Why don't we have that role in America? There should be a guy who just goes out like a what was Flavor Flav? What was that? What do you call it?
Flavor
guy?
Love.
A hype man.
Yeah.
Trump could just be the American hype man.
Yeah, but I mean, so here's the thing with that. It only really matters if he's got somebody out there to fucking shred.
Right.
So he's not really a hype man. Right? He's just kind of like very good at destroying.
Look at this cum bleeding bitch.
Yeah, that's kind of where he was at as a dude. And, like, people say to me, they were like, my lack of, like, just because I'm on Twitter, I'm not on Twitter every 2 minutes being like, hey, fuck these people. That doesn't mean I'm comfortable with the direction that things are heading in. I do think it's a, when he didn't get off Twitter at all.
Right.
I think that's an issue.
At least you know where he stands.
Yeah, I think that's a big issue when you got one guy coming out there going, I'm going to tweet out our new policy.
Well, look, it's one thing to tweet out policy. It's another thing, like, to character assassinate morning show hosts.
Right. Even tweeting out policy, like a guy like that, I'm like, oh, you need to put, there needs to be more thought put into this.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm not even saying he can't tweet himself, but he should have a guy come to him with a report, and then he can make, like, a truncated tweet of it, but to actually off the
this
cuff.
This dude,
he's not tweeting policy. Yeah. He's tweeting just random
Trump
ideas.
Trump doesn't care if he's whack. Like, he doesn't give a shit about any. Like, I mean, just the Mika Brzezinski tweet where he's, like, just going at her for having surgery.
Yeah.
And going, they wanted to sit with me. And I was like, no way. She was bleeding from surgery. Like, the idea, just that going through his head and going, like, yeah, this seems okay.
Didn't he do a ceasefire, though, with Putin? Didn't they get that done?
I don't know. They met for a long time. Well, what's a ceasefire? Nobody's firing.
Yeah, we were fighting.
Oh, it's Syria?
Yeah.
I mean,
no one's talking about that. He's doing good things with Putin. They're getting together. Handshakes and they're fucking.
I don't know what we're doing in Syria, man. I don't really know if. I don't know what was accomplished.
Why can't we just let Putin have his pipeline? Like, why don't we just say, Putin, run your pipe, but, like, tell. Like, but otherwise, let's clean up Syria. Like, why is no one willing to concede the pipeline to Putin?
I don't know. It's a good, great question. Maybe we'll have somebody on from the CFR to discuss. Yeah. That I'm sure that there's
you
other
fat fuck. That's the whole ballgame.
yeah. I'm sure there's other considerations, you know. And I think that
it's just.
I don't think it's simply a pipeline.
But you know, this whole general idea in America, like, we're not going to let anyone get anything.
Yeah.
Like, as far as these negotiations, like, whatever. Like, why can't we, like, negotiate like diplomats anymore?
Well, because Putin's a very smart guy. That right. I do believe there is a wing of our foreign policy establishment, probably the majority opinion out there, that says, if you give him anything, he's going to, if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
But look, he's
going to do it anyway.
He's not in a position where he's, like, got no resources and got no army and right. He's got no economy.
No, right. Yeah, of course.
You can't keep him in a box. And this whole idea, like, that we can, did.
I think they want him to commit. So they want to put him in the box.
Right.
So in order for him to get anything, he's got to commit these openly hostile acts that you know, historically America's been somewhat good at disguising as in our and the world's national interest, you know? We need a democracy in Iraq. So they want to put him in that box where if he's going to go, you know, what happened in, you know, in Crimea, and that he has to then be the aggressor.
Here's the problem. Yeah. These guys don't play poker. That's the problem. You know, because like when you play poker.
I'm sure that. Imagine.
You ever play poker?
Imagine James Baker. You go into CFR. You're like, you don't listen to me. You want to know what the problem is, you old goat? You don't play poker. Who's stabbing me? They're just stabbing him with a syringe. You don't play poker. You don't understand bluffing.
Not the bluffing part. It's the part when, like, you have a big stack. When you have, like, the fucking eight times more chips than anyone else.
Yeah.
You can bully people around.
Yeah, I know.
But you got twice as many chips as anyone else.
Yeah.
You go and bluff a hand and he goes all in on you. He takes half your chips. That's bad. Like, we're not bigger enough than these countries anymore. Like, we can squash North Korea if we want to.
Right.
But we can't squash Russia.
Can't squash
everybody.
We can
beat Russia, but we're going to lose half our country trying to beat them.
Right. It's true.
And that's the problem. We can't act like, oh, we don't give a fuck.
I've never been for that either. I've never been for, like, this whole fuck them. You know? I think there's got to be some level of engagement with all these countries.
Right.
You
know? We could beat any country, probably. But we're going to lose, most of our, you know, I mean, look at fucking Germany compared to us in World War
II. We're going to lose a few Denny's. We're going to lose a few.
God forbid.
A few strip malls. We're going to lose a few clubs.
What do you think happens to those, like, guys like the colonel in the middle of a war? They thrive or they, like...
Very interesting question. What happens to MK Ultra satanic pedophile black ops guys during a war? I don't know.
Is that what he's there for?
Do we them up?
Is he there so that we can send him to Russia?
What's interesting about these people is they exist. There are people. We've done things that are so heinous as a country that it's just like sometimes you're in a party with like a lot of people and like. Somebody will say something. They'll be talking about like a reality show, like the American Idol or something like that. And they'll be like, "Who's the one? I love her." And you just want to go. We have raped people to death, like
in front of their mothers.
Yeah, according to Seymour Hersh, I was going to put him in there. According to Seymour Hersh, but again, we've done such heinous things. Somebody needs to do these things, and it's
not true.
Well, no, but you know what I mean.
Need to happen.
But you know what I mean. If we're gonna do them.
But why do we have to do them?
We're not talking about that. Okay. Nobody cares about
that. All right, so we're definitely doing it. We're definitely raping the kids in front of their mothers.
In Abu Ghraib, this is what we're talking about. Seymour Hersh said there's videotapes that the Pentagon is terrified it'll come out where kids are getting raped in front of their parents so that their parents give up secrets and things.
Right, so that's a fait accompli, as you say.
Well, that's Seymour Hersh, by the way. It's the last time he was on network news.
But is this like the county where like when you make a job you can't get rid of it, so like someone's gotta get the job?
Here's my point. I'm not saying morally we need to do it. I'm saying that if that's what we're gonna do, you need to have a group of people who will see the bigger. Now, can you imagine giving that speech? Like you bring a bunch of people in you guys are there's a special assignment. Listen, sit down. You know, democracy, and we got to think of the big picture.
I'm picturing like a president having like be in front of Congress. He's like, "Look, I'm not friends with the guy, but someone's got to fuck these kids."
So the problem is that when you talk about these colonel-esque guys, you talk about these people, they are real, and what they do is real. So that's why, like, every now and then, I will get angry at some of the people in that conspiracy universe because they believe anything.
Right.
Which is not good. But here's the other problem. The other problem is like some of this shit is so unbelievable that it just opens the door to like anything else where you go, well, if they're doing that, like if that's a reality,
right.
What else would they? But so it's interesting. I don't know if in a war do those black ops people, those people that are willing to clearly do anything.
Yeah.
That will justify anything. What happens to those guys?
They just like start running.
How do you get into that? How do you get into that black ops where like you're in such a dark realm?
I think that here's the thing. I don't think it's like there's some decree. I think it's more like
when those guys work themselves into the organization, they go, hey, how about I do this? And then the other guy's like, all right. Like, yeah. How about I fuck these kids to get information? It's like, well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to tell
you. I don't know.
But I'm not going to put it in a memo, but okay.
Yeah, but it does seem like, I don't want to say that a lot of this does seem that there is a level of organization here. That I don't think it's just these.
There's
like,
an organization, but it's more. It's not like the individual operative fucking the kid in the middle of a grave,
right?
But I do think like when you get guys like Wolfowitz and Pearl in the State Department, the Pentagon,
yeah.
When you get guys like
they're amoral,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
Amoral,
just neocon, like,
amoral,
like, weirdly ideologue, but like it's amoral ideology,
right.
Like,
total war, torch the village, throw the babies in a volcano.
Well, we gotta save Israel so that we can resurrect Jesus,
right? Throw the babies in a volcano. Babies going to volcano.
Yeah, you get guys like Cheney. You get guys like
Proud
Rumsfeld.
To be an American.
Yeah, and these guys, I feel like it's, you know, there's a reason you don't. Then again, there's a reason they didn't pick Brent Scowcroft to run the Iraq War. If you don't know who he is, he was
the more reasonable
national security advisor in the first Bush.
That fag.
Yeah.
We're not bringing him in. He's got problems when it gets rough. He doesn't like it when things get rough.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, there's some real dark operators
that are out there. That's the thing about like being an elite agent in the military or the CIA. Like these guys, I think it's why a lot of them end up like getting disillusioned because at the first, like, yeah, I'll do anything in my country.
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill. I'll learn to be a ninja and like do all this shit behind the doors. They'll execute people, you know, and like, yeah, I don't think most of them would fuck, you know, shoot innocent kids, but like there's
a few of them.
There's a certain amount of them who are like, well, look, you got to do this for the bigger picture. All right.
And then how many of those people are just straight up sociopaths that are like, this is kind of fun. I get off on this. How many people get off on violence?
I don't, like, they always tell you they're not, but I feel that.
How many people get, you know, when the torture queen goes and flies. I think maybe, probably not on her own dime. Nothing's on their own dime.
Right.
But when this chick, who Zero Dark Thirty is based on, goes and fucking flies to go witness the waterboarding of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, which she doesn't need to do.
Right.
Nobody needs her there. You gotta say to yourself, there's something about these people might be getting off or on violence or power or something.
You think like that? Who's she married to again? I forget.
She's married to a guy. I mean, now we're getting really into things.
I'm just wondering if they, like, in that night that she had some real.
Can you imagine, like, any of Joe Santagato's people be like, I don't understand. Wait a minute. I don't understand. When do they do the Mad Libs?
I'm just wondering if, like seriously, on that note.
She's married to a guy named Michael Schur.
So you think her and Schur would have, like, role playing? Like, you know, he'd waterboard her, she'd waterboard him?
I don't know. He's a fatty.
I'll waterboard you with my cunt.
Better not waterboard him. But he's a guy who, like, is very anti-Israel and was, like, forced into the CIA because he was like, Israel owns this whole goddamn country. They were like, here's the thing. You're going to have to go. He was very ideological. He's, like, walked up on the 9/11 truth line of just being, like, I think he was in Alex Station, the Bin Laden unit.
Right.
And he's, like, he's really just gone after some people where it's, like,
it's a weird station, if you think about it. I mean, like, yeah, supposedly if you listen to them, they eventually got him. But, like...
Who?
That, you know, Bin Laden.
Well, that's why I love it. I'm trying to get Seymour Hersh on, because I want to know how fake that whole thing is.
No, it seems... I mean, according to Hersh, they had him, the Pentagon, whatever. I'm not going to go into it. But the point is, countless times, they let this guy go.
Countless.
Why are any of them, like... Why is there any credence given to these Alex Station dopes?
I don't know, because, you know, they were there, and they get to spin a yarn. It's kind of like one of those things where it's that you were there, and you get to spin a yarn. And
well, Senator, we had him cornered in the mountain, and then, I don't know, just sort of...
Well, I think that Alex Station was kind of prior to that. I think you're talking about, like, Tora Bora and these things where we let him go. The Alex Station stuff was like, we really failed to... share pertinent and relevant information with other members of the government, and for whatever reason, you could fill in your own reason there, and a lot of these guys that made these mistakes went on to get promoted and then have long careers in intelligence work, which is weird, but again, I don't know enough about it, so that might just be what happens.
Yeah.
Like, because that happens in other jobs. It's not specific to only the CIA. Like, there's a lot of people that, like, they promoted that guy.
Well, he's not gonna make the same mistake twice.
Put him in. Come on. I mean, because a lot of these people are straight up babies in the volcano. I think that's a great way to put it, where it's just kind of like, yeah, he made a few mistakes, but I'll tell you right now, he's no schoolboy. Like, he will get his hands dirty. I mean,
I want to boil a child.
Yeah. He is real deal. I mean, during an interrogation once, he killed himself and then came back to life. I mean, this is just to fuck with the guy.
You think guys like that, when they go to a bar and they try to pick up some, like, you know, redhead? And,
yeah.
You think they use any of that? Hey, you know, I get some pretty weird shit.
I don't know. I don't know what that, you know.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
yeah.
When you're trying to get pussy.
I don't know how... I don't know what those guys do. I mean, we've pulled up pictures of a few of these guys and just looked at them, and they just look. I don't know what they're
Watch
saying.
That's what I'm
bars.
Saying. They need an edge.
I don't know what they're saying in bars. They might not be saying anything. They might be like, hey, like bumping into somebody and like, you know, just a little pinprick. You don't even feel it. And then you wake up 3 days later in the field. Like, what happened? You know? I mean, I don't really know. It's kind of weird, but it is as funny as you were trying to make it, like, do these guys, because these dudes, so that guy was a straight up Satanist in the military. It was like,
right.
Out and out. Yeah, yeah, out and out. Well, he's very litigious.
Sorry.
We don't need, you know, fucking. Imagine Luis Gomez on the phone with him. The fuck up. They say what they want. Bleh, bleh, bleh. It's your boy. It's your boy, Luis Gomez.
Does he say he's your boy?
Yes.
Okay.
But. He and the army defended him. They're like, yeah, he, so what? He's open about it. He's our guy. So again, it's interesting. It's like, well, he's got to be, you know.
I thought, that like, really? Wasn't... I thought he was Catholic.
But I mean, then you watch The Keepers and you go, how different, you know, or is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, the brother was, no, I'm not going to get into The Keepers too much. But
No, I don't want to get into
The Keepers.
The point
is the level of people... I get a guy who's a priest.
Sadist violence isn't specific to any one religion.
No, sure. But I'm saying you're a guy who's a priest. You get yourself worked up into this whole high. But, like, all these cops are just like, yeah, like, the priest has kids. And I'm going to fuck the kid. Like, that level of, like, it's just.
I mean, when you go into that shit, man, when you go into that, like, level of the government that may or may not, like, Project Monarch, where it's, like, supposedly it's, like, the continuation of MK Ultra, where it's, like, mind control. You know, assassins and shit trying to split up people's minds. And you read some of that stuff and you go, a lot of it's, you know, people splitting off their personalities based on induced trauma and stuff. And you go like, this is crazy. And you go, this is nuts. Like,
but
this-
it's also like, you think about it like that, like mind control shit. And first you kind of, it's like, maybe they tried it. But you go like, all right, maybe not Oswald. Maybe Oswald, they worked all these different angles.
Yeah.
But Ruby. Walks into a bunch of cops,
right.
Offs the guy, you know, Oswald shoots him. Like, it was very weird.
Well, like Sirhan.
Exactly, same thing.
So
yeah.
What's that guy? Right. What's that deal?
The
what's
Bobby.
That guy?
Who hates Bobby? Everyone loves Bobby.
Shoots Bobby. What about the dude who shoots Reagan for Jodie Foster?
Oh, you mean the family friend of the Bushes?
Yeah, fucking, what's his name?
Hinckley. Yeah.
Just walks up and shoots Reagan.
Yeah.
I mean... And then you start realizing that, like, oh, I don't know, because I'm always quick. We're kind of both like this, where it's like we're kind of quick to be like, well, listen, there's enough assassins out there that we don't need to create them. But then you're like, but some of these people's actions are so ridiculous.
It's not even explained, because the level of, they're not people who are, like, compulsive or, like, psychotic. Because usually those kind of people, there are tons of those people, and they don't make it to that stage. Like, the CIA has, like, all, I mean, the Secret Service has, like, records of all these people. They meet with these people. These people, like, who want to kill the president, but they don't really have the capability. Right. And they know they're there. They're not going to put them in jail. And, like, every time the president comes to, like, Cleveland, they go and, like, there's agents that go out and meet these guys.
Don't start any problems.
Yeah. You better keep staying. You got to stay indoors. And it's like, those are the kind of people who are crazy. Like, crazy people don't tend to, like, it's not like Seven, you know, where the guy's a genius and he fucking, you know.
Right.
I mean, you have that too. But, like, the guy in Aurora, the fucking, the Joker.
James Holmes.
Yeah. Like, is that MK? Maybe? I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah,
nobody knows. See, this is the thing. Is like, Omar Mateen, the guy who shot up Pulse Nightclub.
Right.
It's like, he worked for, like, a contractor, I think. He was, like, the defense contractor that worked with the BP oil spill and stuff. And it's just kind of like, a lot of these guys... That I think James Holmes had tried to get into the military. Don't quote me on that, but I think a lot of these guys had at some point, I think Baker was even saying this, like, a lot of them had tried to get into the military, and it's like, if they don't get into the military, do they then get into, like, a secondary program? You know?
You think they rethought it after that? Oh, we knew you hit that, and then we were
And I'll just get, let's get your feeling on this, because we're out there anyway. I'm reading the Dave McGowan book. Dave McGowan's a writer who died of cancer in his 50s. He wrote a few books. He wrote Program to Kill,
right,
which was about this stuff. He wrote a book called Understanding Fascism, I think, about, whatever, America and fascism and, you know, the authoritarian impulses of our government. And then he wrote a book called Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, which I'm kind of reading, which is of a huge stretch. But he looks at that all the people in Laurel Canyon, which is a part of Los Angeles,
right,
and it, where bands like The Doors and Frank Zappa and the Mamas and the Papas and fucking people like, what's her name?
Oh, Joni
Mitchell, Zappa, fucking Buffalo Springfield, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. They all come out of Laurel Canyon. Laurel Canyon was like the pre-music scene to the Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco, which everybody talks about. Everybody talks about the Haight-Ashbury. You've heard about that.
Of course.
But nobody really talks about Laurel Canyon.
Right.
So what he had said, what McGowan's thesis is, which again is weird, but he said that, like, Laurel Canyon was weird. It was by this weird military installation called Lookout Mountain Laboratories, where they produced a lot of covert films. I don't know what the fuck those even are.
Covert films?
Films that were never to be released. Films for whatever reason. And this is, you know, this is, I believe he's has the research on this where he can point and say this was a, you know, fully functioning movie studio operated by the federal government. It was by someone by the Rand Corporation. It was by, and so he had, and he examined, you know, a lot of these backstories of these musicians, like Jim Morrison's dad was on the ship with the Gulf of Tonkin fake incident that never happened that started right. The Vietnam War.
Well, did it not happen, or did they just blow it up themselves?
I think he said, according to him, and he seems like a good researcher, he said that it kind of was just completely mischaracterized and it kind of didn't happen. It was like kind of...
Okay.
I don't know enough about it.
I thought we just like blew it up ourselves.
We might have. He said it's different from other false flags in the sense that it never even happened.
Okay.
But he said like, but so he looked at like the like, and then you look at, you know, David Crosby comes from very wealthy. The all these guys come from families who's, you know, Frank Zappa, I think his dad was like in chemical engineering and nuclear engineering. And he looked at all of these families and they were all very wealthy. A lot of them had connections to the military intelligence establishment. And so basically his contention is that the CIA or whoever wanted to discredit the war movement in this country by kind of manipulating and feeding into this flower child hippie drug movement and pushing all these sexual degenerate drug addicts and musicians and kind of making this the face of the anti-war movement as opposed to the Black Panthers and people like that. Because they wanted, and the, you know, Catholics and students and whatever, they wanted to discredit the war movement, so they kind of, which again, I mean,
that seems like a stretch.
It's a stretch. It's a very big stretch. I mean, the idea, we always kid around the idea of like Alan Dulles and all the CIA guys like directing, you know, the birds and being like, you know,
come on, no, it's come on, baby, light my fire.
they're like, it's hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, you fucking moron, you drug addict. I mean, listen, some of it is weird when you do weird, but you made a good point. How many people's dads worked for some type of military?
Yeah, it's like these kids all grew up in post-World War II America.
Right.
You either like were in the military, you worked for fucking Grumman, or you worked for fucking the Rand Corp, whatever it was. Like, anyone with a hat, look, you don't get a lot of poor kids becoming musicians, you know, like getting to the top of the music scene.
Yeah.
So anyone who had a decent job back then was all government.
What is interesting is like he does go into Charlie Manson and how close Manson was with all these celebrities. That is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And the weird cults that were operating at that time. There was a weird time. And how enmeshed in Satanism celebrities got, probably just to kind of be edgy and try to be like sexy and whatever.
Is that, you know, the scene was largely fueled by acid for a while.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, we know where that comes from.
Well, that's... So as much as you could discredit some of what he says or you could be skeptical about it, then you see we're like, oh, but a lot of this acid is coming from the government.
Yes, maybe in a less like big picture kind of way, they were just using them as vessels to like monitor this MK Ultra shit. Like, we'll go to these concerts and these festivals and shit. And
well, what he said, which was crazy to me, he's like, yeah, Woodstock's a big MK Ultra. It's just you're on acid and they're banging fucking music and lights in your face. I'm kind of like, dude, but that's a concert. Like, yeah. That's also a con. Like, I get what you're saying, but it's like also a concert.
No, but my point is like it's, but not like look. Maybe these guys aren't monsters.
Yeah, well,
they are. But, you know, but
everything we've said, you just go. Maybe they're good people.
But I'm saying is like, you know, like, hey, we got to like, you know, monitor people. What happens on asses? Yeah, we'll go to Woodstock. Yeah. We'll fucking. Do we have to rape and kill them? No, not today. We'll do it tomorrow.
So here's a question. Now, let's just throw out this because we're having a conversation. These are conversations I used to have fucking when I was high. Now I'm sober and to have these conversations. Like, is there enough random violence to keep people in this country in line? Or does it help the powers that be that you do get a guy going out and just shooting 50 people every now and then? Or is there enough of that organically happening? Or when you start to look at some of these mass shootings?
I think here's the problem. Keep them in line to what extent? You mean just to kind of keep them behaving or make them pliable to like more and more control?
All of the above.
I don't think there's enough necessarily violence to keep people... Like, the idea of a police state...
Yeah.
I think that's been replaced to a large extent with people getting people fat, getting them complacent, and, you know, having them watching American Idol.
Because I think a lot of what these McGowan type of guys would say is that, you know, you look at a lot of these mass shooters and they have this weird connection to something. Some of them went through, you know, some weird experiment on a college campus, or they work for this defense contractor, and it's like, yeah, a lot of this is it's tangential to, you know, whatever.
How much of it is this?
Yeah.
You look at what happened with the whole JFK assassination. If you watch the movie JFK, for instance, the weird nexus that existed in New Orleans and Texas.
Between the mafia, organized
crime. The organized crime, government, all these different fucking, you know, just weird anti-Cuban people.
Yeah.
How much of that, like, this kind of, like, do they create a kind of dust in the air? Like, just throw dust in the air, and that way, like, when they have to pull some shit, they can move through that chaos. And they can like, and they can kind of wash themselves in the chaos. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
sure.
You like they. Oh, we create this kind of weird hybrid of acid and music and like drugs and like anti-war. So that when we want to run
how
guns.
How believable
to fucking,
is it? And I don't know. And I mean, because I go both ways on this. When you look at some of these incidents that happen, how believable is it that they serve a purpose?
They may not look. It may be that they don't always serve a purpose. Maybe that's why people get in trouble. You know, like James Holmes, like was an agent of the government. It might just be blowback of a more general kind of like, let's feed these guys drugs,
right?
And like we have access to
see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or like also like we have certain guys that we kind of monitor and we use them as like. Employees for other things,
right?
And sometimes, like those Tsarnaev brothers,
Tsarnaev
brothers, or James Holmes,
or
the guy in fucking Pulse nightclub. Maybe, like, if they are part of it, maybe it's more like they are legitimately like they broke off the reservation, kind of.
Right. But, so it is interesting to think about. Like, there are people that are clear because you know. And listen, man, if you read that, I would say that if you're interested in the history of music, the McGowan book is really interesting because it talks about.
I just thought of it. I'm sorry, but like that would kind of make sense, though. You have a guy like James Holmes. He's a sleeper cell.
Right.
He's there. Some weird program they made in the 80s or the 90s where, like, well, if someone invades and he, like, gets activated and he kills, like, a shitload of people.
Right.
Like, this isn't, like, fucking exact science, probably. So you just snap one day, you know, and you start killing people randomly.
Why do you need James Holmes as a sleeper cell?
We need somebody. I mean, we call him crazy.
Right.
But, I mean, he's just a guy who, like, you know.
I almost think that, like, you have a guy like that. You've got, he's undergoing tests. You've got him taking drugs. You're almost like, can we get a guy like this to be the perfect, like, you know, can we wipe his mind clean? Or can we
like
kind
of. Pure Manchurian thing.
Can we do something like that? And then it either fucking, depending on your viewpoint, he either carries out something or like he then turns on you. And listen, man, if you're listening to this thinking it's all ridiculous, It's all there.
Yeah.
It's all in MK Ultra. It's all there.
Back to the Ruby thing. Almost, well, you look at the Turing candidate, and people think of it like, oh, well, we program your mind, and we send you back to work, and then 10 years later, we say a code word. I think it's more like we kidnap you, we fucking feed you some drugs, and we get you, go kill this guy. It's
right.
more like that, probably, where it's like, it's not like, you're not just dormant for 10 years. You're like, it's more like we get you, because you grab me, tell me to go shoot Trump, I'm not going to do it, you know?
Because some of these things, man, when you look at some of these guys, they are acting completely irrational ways.
And also, like, irrational relative to their own history.
Their own, yeah, not only their own history, but their own, you know, they are putting themselves in danger. They're literally doing things that
right.
are insane, where you go, you wonder if, on some level, these are guys that are kind of being activated or they are in some type of...
Yeah, and it's kind of also the kind of thing where it's like, if you try to empathize with it, you go, well, this guy's depressed and he's kind of crazy and he wants to be infamous. Like, there are ways, you're like, my mind's dark. And I always go to the thought of, like, if you were going to do this, like, you could do it in a way where you could kill a lot more people or get away with it easier.
Yeah.
And it seems to be always like this really, like, just always, it's always a suicide mission.
And the guys that write about this stuff, because they go further than Baker. Because Baker's writing about stuff that you can pull docs on, and it's kind of, you know, you can still kind of somewhat understand it. But the people that write about this, it is very, very hard to string together any coherent narrative that doesn't sound just crazy.
Right.
It, because even as we're talking about it, it part of it sounds crazy.
It's the whole fucking the kids with the goat head thing.
Right.
You know, like you,
but it's happening.
Yeah.
And there are people that are occults. And there are, like, I'm like, what? Just kidding. I'm like, I just wonder why, like, Joe Santagato has a following and we don't. And
it's the fucker that came with the go ahead.
I just, like, I don't even blink at that. I just go on to make a point. I'm like, and it's happening. Like, it's really just, you get a snapshot of this show. Sometimes I look at our numbers as good as they are, and I'm like, who is listening to this?
We like, should, fuck the man. We should do a clean episode one day. Like, just a complete, from like, start to finish.
Like, on what? On, like,
I don't know, whatever. Like, we'll, so you know we'll what? Study these guys.
So, wait. Yeah. So, here's something. I had a, there's something called Flapjacked. And it's...
Flapjacked?
It's a muffin that is supposedly high protein and has probiotics in it. And you pour... Is this a good transition?
Where do you shove it?
and then you feed it to a kitten. Okay. And it's supposedly no GMO and all this shit and probiotic and it's good. And it, you stir it, you pour some water... You stir it, and it like comes in one of those disposable cereal things. You put it in the microwave for a minute, and it puffs up in like a muffin. I ate it today, and I'm going, could that be healthy? Get it up on the screen, Shannon. Get Flapjacked up on the screen.
So you stir this thing, and it's an instant muffin is what you're saying.
It's an instant muffin, exactly, called Flapjacked. And it's high protein carbs, I guess. Get Flapjacked up, my lovey love.
I'm not picturing it. I'm
look at our nice lower thirds. How nice.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby Hutch.
With my website.
Go to Ray's lower third. Here's Flapjacked. There it is.
Oh, yeah. You put my Tumblr? We'll talk
about
it.
What's your website? Do you have a website?
We'll put my, like, Twitter maybe or something. Okay. It's not your fault. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. I didn't even know you had a Tumblr.
I haven't filled that in a year.
Oh, Jesus. God only knows what's on that Tumblr.
All right. So
don't go there.
So it's pancakes.
No. Go up to Flapjack Instant Muffin. Mighty Muffin. Flapjack Mighty Muffin. Look at this thing. I'm telling you right now, this is phenomenal.
Oh, so you open it.
You open it, you pour a quarter cup of water in it, you stir it up, put it in the microwave for about a minute, and it puffs up into a muffin.
Sounds like a lovely morning.
I'm telling you right now, it is delectable.
You get that? You fucking watch Little Regis?
Hasn't been on the air for years. You get that? You watch a little Charlie Gibson? Is Charlie Gibson dead? Right?
I think so.
Yeah. Charlie Gibson, then you're going to Regis.
I mean, you had one today? Where'd you get it?
My roommate left it on the table.
You just took his muffin?
He's
Did
got some
good?
Chick who comes over and brings food.
Well, right. Did it taste good?
It was good. He gets laid a lot. And our apartment's filthy. What's interesting is, like, I like people that, like, I like girls especially that are not bothered by filth.
There's something wrong with them.
I know, but it's...
Women like to nest.
I know.
They don't
like
filth.
But there's every now and
then... Shannon, what are your views on filth?
It's gross.
Right, but see, so this chick
does it... What goes through your... nothing to spend too much... Like, what is the reaction to... Like, what do you... Like, is it like a visceral thing? Is it a...
Yeah, I'd be skeeved out and just not go
back.
So
here's the deal.
You not feel safe?
Just
no,
gross.
I'm trying to get like the kind of women, the kind of sociopath that your roommate
like Ray is defending himself in a trial right now. What is the problem with Phil? Did you feel safe? It's like, please direct the defendant to ask questions
not address the woman.
To the case, please.
I'm trying to get at the
You're like Colin Ferguson, the guy from the LIRR who defended himself.
Yeah.
What are you trying to get to the bottom of why people don't like filth?
No, I know the women don't like filth. I'm saying that like, I'm trying to get at how crazy this chick is. That like she's
nuts.
Okay with it.
She doesn't care.
Yeah,
we have a gross bathroom.
It's disgusting. I've been there.
Yeah, and he's got like hair dye in the tub and shit. Like I'm talking about black.
I hate shit in your bathroom.
You don't shit in our bathroom then. Well, shit in your own bathroom.
I do.
But he's she's just like she's never. Which is usually what I like about her. She's never like skeeved out ever. She's always just like hi.
But she never cleans, right?
No, but
yeah.
People, you know, the person who cleans is the one who gets skeeved out and has an attitude.
Right.
And she's like, ugh, you guys can't. I think she just doesn't.
She a drug addict?
No, she's a sober companion. She
ooh,
like,
okay. This is weird.
Rich people pay her to walk them around and be like, don't put the heroin down. Put it down. Which means, by the way, if you have a sober companion, it means you're not really doing great.
Right.
You know, like you're not. If she's the only thing between you and a bag of dope.
I mean, look, you've been not a complete junkie, but you've had issues.
Yeah.
I mean, how much would a chick like her ever, if you really wanted to cop?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
So she's just like, she's just there.
She's just a rat.
Yeah.
She's just to tell your fucking parents.
Right, okay. So she's just there, rat. Like, you know, it'll cut you off if, you know, she'll be watching you.
It's a rat.
Do you think she fucks?
What do you mean? Of course she fucks. She fucks him all the time. What
no,
do you mean?
I mean, like, the sober, like, is that part of the deal? Like, look.
No. He's like, we'll get you a hooker.
Yeah.
We'll get you a whore.
She's kind of a hooker. She'll blow you occasionally. She'll make, but she's going to ride on you. But she'll give you a blowjob.
I don't think that's part of the deal.
Hmm.
So how do we do? Are mass shootings part of a government plan to keep us docile?
At the very least, I think they're tangential to it.
Interesting.
But, I think
McGowan also said there's no such thing as serial killers. All these killers are large. He's nuts. But listen. He said a lot of these serial killers, actually, years later, they find out that they weren't acting on their own. They were acting in a larger.
There's thousands of serial killers.
Are there thousands?
A lot. There's hundreds, at least.
Yeah. There's enough where you could say that, like, it is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't. That's the thing. Like, there's no such thing as serial killers. You know, I'm not. I don't want to kill people, but you know, there's people. I can see it.
Of course. Okay. Don't. please don't go further with that line of logic. But for your own freedom. But I understand. But like, so his point was like, which again, this is one of his weaker points. He makes a lot of weak points, but there, he makes him in an interesting way. But he said, like, Son of Sam,
right?
David Berkowitz, for example, was part of like a 3 to 4 person group.
Yeah.
That we only hear about one guy.
Right.
And there's other things like that where you have, it's a larger network of people involved in the actual killing and the actual choosing of the victims, things like that, you know? I don't know. I haven't done the research on it, you know? Here's what I will say, folks. If you found this episode about mind control.
We're not going to talk about the muffin more?
Well, what do you think?
What flavor was it?
Double chocolate.
Do I think it's hot? So what happens? Like you put the water in, you cook it?
Yeah, you put it in the microwave. And it becomes kind of like a muffin.
Yeah, it doesn't
seem like it would be healthy. But then, I mean, what am
no,
I...
No, it's not healthy. It's a bunch of gelatin, weird gelatin type shit. And
I
like,
don't know what
it's not
is.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Is that what you...
They're saying it's healthy.
I'm curious. Is that what you're... You go around, you wonder if that's healthy. It's not... It may not be
pull
poison.
Pull it up now, Shannon.
I'm not saying it's poison.
They what are the ingredients, Shannon?
Gluten-free oat flour... bittersweet chocolate, unsweetened chocolate, whey protein isolate.
I mean, here they're up protein. On the screen. I mean, it doesn't look horrible. I got to be honest with you.
These mono calcium phosphate.
Yeah, I mean, these bacon. Are in everything. They're in everything.
Yeah, I'm saying, non-GMO, but most.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know it's not.
We
a
both
fucking,
gotta, like,
it's not
get,
wild salmon.
We both got to get in shape. We both need to. These are not things that you should be putting in if you're trying to lose weight. Is my point.
Is that wait? Let's see. Calories, 220 calories. Sugar is 6 grams of sugar, right? I got to be honest. I don't think this is that bad.
It ain't a candy bar, but, you know, it's not.
I mean, look at it, though. Look at it. 6 grams of sugar, buddy.
That's a lot of sugar.
No, there's 48 grams in a Nestle Quick chocolate milk.
Well, you shouldn't drink that either is my point.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that comparative to other things, I don't think this is horrible.
No, it's not
This is much better than a bowl of cereal.
All right, but cereal is terrible for you.
Well, so what do you eat for breakfast? An egg?
Oh, yeah, an egg, oh, some carrots. I carry around carrot sticks now. Baby carrots. I get every morning.
Yeah,
I,
that's
I,
not, you can't eat baby carrots for breakfast.
Why not?
You're not full. It doesn't fill me up.
You're not really hungry. Are you really hungry at breakfast?
I think doesn't everybody say you got to jumpstart your metabolism with something?
Yeah, but you don't need a lot to jump. Eat a handful of almonds.
Okay.
This is the highlight right here.
I get hungry. I can't, a handful of almonds doesn't get me.
I think you got to train your, I eat all the time and I'm not hungry. That's the problem for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to me, if I wake up and I have a handful of almonds and then I go do something, I'm going to be hungry.
How late? How much later will you be hungry?
An hour later. Then you eat a little thing then, too. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You got to eat five things. But it's just sometimes you can't.
You just got to train yourself. You got to condition yourself to not want to eat.
No, I know. But it's just hard.
Like are you actually hungry?
I'm actually hungry.
Here's me.
You can't just eat almonds. You can't just live on almonds.
I'm not living on almonds. I'm saying...
Well, you're clearly morbidly obese. We know you're not living on almonds. What's amazing is that you don't have any problem doling out advice in your current form. It's like Jabba the Hutt. Like, well, here's what you got to do. I carry around carrot sticks. It's like...
you're asking the Fantastic Muffin is like... It ain't healthy.
It's not bad, Ray. We just looked at that. You were wrong, and I feel like...
No, I'm not
you're kind
wrong.
Of, you realize that you were wrong now.
You gotta make severe choices.
You're trying to...
Anything that tasty is bad.
It wasn't that good. It's flapjack. You think it's amazing?
It's full of carbs.
Let's go to back to flapjack, Shannon, see how many carbs we have. Because that's probably a good point. There probably are a lot of carbs. What do we got with carbs?
21.
There? 21 grams, 7%. That ain't great. I mean, listen, I'm not saying it's a salad. I'm just saying I'm impressed that the muffin is that.
We shouldn't do this.
What?
Like clean, like, discussions. They don't work.
No, this is a good discussion. I think people are enjoying this. I think there's a lot of people out there with weight problems that are enjoying this discussion right
feels
now.
Feels unnatural. There's like actual just kind of polite conversation we're having.
When a kid disassociates into personalities that you program to then kill people later on.
Okay.
How do you choose, like, Sirhan, how do you choose that guy? You just choose a loner?
I think you look at, like, high school records.
Yeah.
I think you get...
By that, me and you should be. Who knows that we're not?
I think I was too much of a... What's the word? I was a nerd.
Well, they won't trust you. They think you'll fuck up the assassination. They don't need more problems, you know?
Just, like, I'm fucking my hands all gummed up with chocolate.
But isn't it amazing that most people would never be able to go to sleep at night thinking that, like, their government, there was an arm of it or a part of it that tried to brainwash people and so that they could use them as assassins later on?
I like to think that, like, oh, I still have to go, oh, yeah, you know, I can handle the big truth. Then look at me.
Yeah.
I'm not coping with it well. If you look at my life,
I'm eating add water muffins in the morning.
I'm just living in bottles of soda.
What's it? How do guys like the Bush family? How do they handle the truth? Those guys are just straight up.
I wonder on the scale of like actual sociopath, or like do they just accept that like oh it's all for the better good, or are they just into money? Like I don't know what. At the end of the day, like we know what they do. We talk about what they do all the time. What's in their head? I wonder, like, are they comfortable with it? Are they tortured by it at all? Or are they just kind of like, do they think that they're part of some, like, I see the bigger picture. I can calculate the cost of human life and, like, I can do what needs to be done kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know.
They don't seem tortured. They seem to live into their old age very, like, people who are tortured
seem. They don't
seem
to be tortured.
You told me they wield that immobile. Fucking creep George Bush Sr. into the Super Bowl this year, shitting himself or covering his own piss. He seemed very happy.
Well, he made it.
Yeah.
He made it.
I mean,
one interesting thing that Baker said about that thing is when Bush was in office, it was, you know, we talked briefly about the movie Nixon by Oliver Stone, which I love, and Ray likes it, and you should see it. Those guys, you know, they condense probably millions of conversations into that one conversation in the smoke-filled room in Texas, you know. And what Russ Baker said about Poppy Bush, HW, is that when he was the president, it was the closest that group had ever gotten to the presidency. Like, they essentially had one of their own operators in there.
Right.
Like, even with Nixon, the EPA opening relations with China, not going after Castro, he had done things that bucked the system. Reagan, I mean, you know, whatever. But when Poppy was in there,
yeah,
it was like they had their man in there.
And you almost wonder if they looked at that and went like, eh, maybe we don't need to do this. Like, maybe it's not as, it's less effective doing this, maybe. Like, you know, like, yeah, when you get everything you want, maybe it, for the bigger picture, isn't as effective.
Well, I think the problem was that he couldn't sell it.
Yeah.
I don't think he could sell it. I don't think he was really that great as a politician. He was great as an operator.
Yeah, and he maneuvered himself. He didn't get like elected into that position. He maneuvered himself into that position.
Right.
I mean, what was he, when he was going up against Reagan, was it even close?
Like, I don't know.
When they were first competing back in
the
80s? I don't
know, but I mean, I couldn't imagine that it would be.
Right.
Just knowing both of them. Yeah, we're going to rap now. We're going to rap.
We're getting
brought to you by Flapjack. Here. Who will come on the show?
I'm going to try and get Joe Solander to come on. He's an economist from the Mises Institute.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah. I got to hit him up.
Good. Yeah. Can you send an email to him?
Yes.
All right.
I will.
Come on and talk about the old taxes.
Yeah, but some taxes. Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah.
We're going to have a real critical, you know, discussion of maybe also a pop star.
Trying to get Seymour Hersh to come on.
Does he come to America anymore?
Does he not live in America?
I feel like, I'm just guessing.
Seymour
I feel
Hersh
like he's an expat.
Not live in America?
I could be wrong, it's but I get the impression he's kind of like stays in Paris most of the time.
I wanted to do some episode on some complex science stuff, and then I started to realize, well, this isn't going to work. I'm going to have like trying to get Nick Bostrom simulation theory. I'm like, well, this is a little lofty.
I think that guy's full of shit.
Well, we can't even converse with him.
I can converse with him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your say? He does his whole thing on simulation theory. What do you say?
This is all just the cart
Good
driving
job.
A horse.
Good job. Good job. Fat animal. Listen. It's a muffin filled with water. It's not. It's the cart and the horse. And
here's the problem. I was editing some stuff this week on the scientists. The actual scientists go into caves and they pull up this like fucking white slime and they test it with a spectrometer and just to see like just different levels of like how the acid like reacts to this. Like that's a real science. Like, these guys
talking
are,
to the mic.
Huh?
Talking to the microphone.
Talking to the mic. Okay. No. Okay. These are guys. My problem with guys like this simulation shit is a lot of like this quantum physics stuff.
Yeah,
it's like literally you might be right. Must be writing science fiction. It's all just like speculative. It's not based on any real hard data.
Well, but
real science takes a long time. It's not glamorous, and it takes. And you have to like do observation, experiment. These guys are like, yeah, maybe we're doing this, and you can't prove it one way or the other. They know you can't.
Well, I am certain that your disapproval will be felt. And Elon Musk will not be. He will stop funding all of these things, and he will just say, "This guy's got a point."
Elon Musk is the kind of guy like stick to the batteries and the tunnels.
This Elon Musk is a piece. He's nothing. He's a big zero.
Well, he's a great guy. He makes great batteries and cars, but it doesn't mean he's like, you know.
Folks, TimDillonComedy.com. Here's what I want you to do. I give a tour. It's on a bus. Ray comes sometimes. A lot of fun.
We're doing it again?
We're going to do it again in August. I'm going to be gone in July, but we're going to do it in August. It's a tour. We talk about MK Ultra, cream spinach, real estate, whatever you want. We go through Manhattan, some of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the world. We see a lot of these families that we talk about on the show, and it's really fun. The 60-seat capacity at the top of the bus, 55 seats, sells out pretty quickly because I got to fucking put comps on from my fucking, you know, manager and people like that. And, you know, somebody asks me, somebody, whatever. You know, I owe favors in the world. I know that shocks you, but I owe people. If you want, and it sells out quickly because people really like to do it. We don't do that many. And we're going to probably do like two in August. If you want to get notified to buy a ticket for this and spend the night with me and Ray on a double-decker bus in New York, and it's kind of insane, but it's a lot of fun. Sign up at TimDillonComedy.com. Provide your email. We will email you an hour before we put tickets on sale to the general public. So if you check your emails, we might even give you a full 24 hours.
If you're a woman, let me know if you want to go out to dinner with me later afterwards. You know.
Yeah, you get notified when Ray wants to have dinner. So we notify you so you can go and swoop in and get tickets for the tour bus show. I'm coming. Now, other than that show, I'm coming to Chicago at the end of July, 19th to the 22nd. Come to Zany's downtown.
Zany's.
Come out. Don't make me feel like an idiot.
No, I'm. That was a good.
No. I'm not saying you. I'm saying the people out there. Okay. Don't make me feel like an idiot. Come to Zany's. Dead Crow Comedy Club, Wilmington, North Carolina. Come out. Mohegan Sun, Connecticut. Come out. September, DC.
And go play poker while you're there.
Go play poker. DC Improv Lounge, September. That's a little while away, but you know, maybe plan on coming out. Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, the same handle. Tim Dillon on Facebook. Ray?
Guinea pig. And I'm not ready to give out details yet.
Uh-oh.
But coming soon, guineapig.com. I don't know if I get that name.
It's not even a thing
yet. I don't know if I get that name, actually. We'll figure out the name. But a website related to guinea pig coming soon.
Which related to a thing nobody knows what it is.
That's the mystique of it.
I think we have this is a confirmation of mind control. That's literally what it is.
They program them to just say guinea pig.
My Instagram is at RateComp. So is my Twitter. Send me things, pictures of things. I don't care.
Oh, boy. Egads.
Nothing illegal, nothing illicit. Nothing. I mean, like, pictures of muffins.
Shannon, where can they send us the gift cards?
Gas Digital Studios, care of Tim Dillon is going to hell. 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003.
Subway, Chipotle, Arby's, they've got that new brown sugar bacon.
Sweet green.
Stop with that salad, you piece of shit.
It's delicious salad. You put avocados in there.
Yeah. Jack Fraunhofer, send fucking All-American cheeseburgers, overnight them from Azabigua. Anyway, listen. You have any last words?
Muffins. Oh, we didn't sing the Let It Go.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's sing this Let It Go. Can you get this up, Shannon? I'm trying to ruin my cousin's career because he wrote this, and he's the youngest Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner. It's EGOT, and I've had enough with him. So
do I sing one, you sing the other, and then we both sing the chorus? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you can start, and don't be too loud because I don't want it to distort. But let's just play the music for a second and see where you come in. Okay, ready? Hold on. Now.
Snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like a swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I've tried.
Don't let them in. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Heaven knows I've tried. Hold on.
Let it go.
Can't hold back anymore. Let it go.
Turn away and slam the door.
Stop. Just sing regular. If you tried. Stop
it. Let the storm rage on.
He would be crazy.
The cold never bothered me anyway. I'm tone deaf. What are you talking about?
You would be fine.
All I have, I'm like that guy. I'm like Tom.
We gotta wrap. We gotta
go. Tom Waits.
We gotta go. This is another failure. All right.
Post it on YouTube. We're gonna get hits.
You're right. Go away, everyone.